I'm Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports, and our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week for the week of October 7th is Zach Goodline from Coloma High School Football. Here's my conversation with Zach, as heard on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports, and it's brought to you by CMG Financial. Experience extraordinary when buying your new home, NMLS 1820. This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week is Zach Goodline of Coloma High School Football, and Zach at quarterback helped lead the Comets to a 44-36 come-from-behind victory over Delton Kellogg in that game. Zach was 5 of 11 passing for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns, in a rainy and muddy night. And then on the defensive side of the ball, he comes up with a couple of interceptions as well, 3 interceptions to be exact. That's a nice night. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. It was fun. It was fun to play in the mud in some crazy conditions from my senior year, so it was fun.
I was going to ask you, playing in those kind of conditions, are you a quarterback just like, oh my God, I don't want to go out and do this, but you kind of enjoy that kind of stuff?
Well, like, I walk out on the field, it's freezing, it's got a little mist, and I'm like, this sucks, I don't got my hand warmer. But then when you start going, I'm like, this is football, like, this is what, how football is supposed to be played. So I embrace it when I'm in the middle of the heat of the game. So
in the heat of the game going down the stretch, I mean, you guys had to come from behind to win it down the stretch. What was going on toward the end, especially in the defensive side? You had the big pick. What was going on there?
In my high school career, I mean, I've had a lot of close, tight games, and I feel like we've never got that one game. We're always on the opposite side, the losing end. So having this big win in crazy conditions, a comeback, never stop believing, it was big for us. It boosted our confidence and morale tremendously.
When people hear the name Zach Goodline, they think of basketball, but the numbers you're putting up in football, I mentioned the 3 interceptions. You were telling me before we started here how you got those hands to swipe those passes.
Yeah, just reading your keys, making plays. I was coming in the game with 0 interceptions. I've been talking like the whole year, I have 0 interceptions this year. That sucks. So then I come up with 3 big ones, and it was a great feeling.
And you transitioned from wide out to quarterback.
Yep. Freshman year, I was wide receiver. But I like catching the ball. I always think wide receivers and with the gloves, all pretty stuff, I think it's cool. So, yeah.
I mentioned when people hear the name Zach Goodline, they think of basketball. Basketball is your passion, your number one sport. But Coach Stevens threw some numbers at me, too, as far as your career goes. You've thrown 23 touchdown passes. You've rushed for 24 touchdowns. You've had your hand in 10 career turnovers, 9 interceptions, and a fumble recovery. With you being a basketball player who also plays football, did you ever think those numbers would be possible?
Well, football is different. I'm never thinking about the numbers in football. I'm just going out having fun, and that's what I love about football. I can just go out and play. Basketball is kind of different. I mean, I'm not playing for numbers, but I mean, you see Twitter these days all about those numbers, how many points you have, Zach. Football, I'm just going out trying to lead my team to a victory. So that's the best thing about football. I mean, I can just go out and play, have fun, and play for my teammates and my coaches.
Your coach is Joe Stevens, and maybe Zach's got the secret to success. Just go out there and have fun, because it seems to be working for him, right?
Yeah, and I think that our guys kind of embrace that in the last couple weeks. They're just going out there, and they're playing for each other. And we've got a group of seniors that played really well last Friday night, and they're trying to extend their season as long as possible, and Zach's one of the leaders of that.
And to be able to throw like this in a night like that, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, that ended up being the key, is we took care of the ball, and that starts with Zach at quarterback. And, you know, we're pitching the ball in our option stuff, and we, you know, we have to catch all of those as well. And, you know, he goes 5 for 11 passing. I think one of those was a spiked ball to stop the clock. And everything was away from the defense. Everything gave our guys a chance to catch it and no one else a chance.
I'll ask Zach this question, but I'll ask you first. Where do you think he's the most dangerous, running the ball as a quarterback or throwing it? Is there one that stands out to you?
Oh, man, he's the true dual threat. You can't just say we're going to take one away. That's for sure. And then when we do get into like a scramble situation, everyone knows they got to run to him, but he keeps his eyes down the field and hits us with a big play that way. It would not be – really, it's not possible to say we're going to shut down one part of Zach's game.
Would you agree? Do you see yourself as a running quarterback who can throw or a passing quarterback that can run?
Yeah, I agree with Coach Stevens. I mean, I think one of my best things as a quarterback, like, I scramble a lot, and like, I'm a scrambling quarterback, but I always keep my eyes downfield. I'm always looking to make that play. I mean, I don't get tunnel vision when I get out of the pocket. So I think that's one of my best attributes as a quarterback. And so I'd say I'm a dual threat, but you can't, like Coach Stevens said, I mean, you can't really just pick one and stop it. So
it sounds like your biggest goal, you said numbers really don't matter to you. You just want to go out there and play and have fun. Is that your biggest goal your senior year, just go out there and play some football and have fun?
Yeah, my senior year, I don't want to look back on my senior year and say, I should have done this, I should have done that. So I'm trying to end my senior season right, play hard all the time, embrace everything, just have fun, don't worry about the numbers, and just try to win. That's at the end of the day. You could have the worst stats in history, but if you still get a W, I mean, it erases all that. So,
and it's still football season, so it's still early, but as a senior, I'll ask you, after graduation, you're looking at plans for what to do after graduation?
Yeah, I'm hoping I'll be able to play college basketball at a great college or university for free, and right now I'm still in that recruiting process and probably won't make my decision till like springtime. So that's what my plans are. I'm gonna go into communications, like journalism type, because I like doing that kind of stuff. So that's my plans after high school.
Congratulations on the week and the season so far. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Zach Goodline of Coloma High School Football is our Student Athlete of the Week from WSJM Sports. I'm Phil McDonald, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.